Okay.
Well, it is quite an amazing journey, and it is really about action, not reaction. I'm often saying that we're responsible for our thoughts, our feelings, our actions, and our reactions. And the inner pathway is really about understanding action and what action truly is on the inner realms, on the inner kingdom, inside ourselves and in the realms of spirit, is loving. That's the only action that exists. There is no other action. When God created an action in loving. He put loving into movement, into action. And everything came out of that one action of loving and continues to manifest, to move, to change, to grow, to become, to return, all out of that same movement, that same action of loving. And so if we can begin to connect into that original movement of loving and begin to flow with that, we begin to return to that source from which we came. We begin to move into that original state of being that is our soul. And so it's important that as we move throughout this world and throughout our days, that we ever stay focused on that original movement of loving, that original action, and ever see how we can return and renew ourselves and restore ourselves and choose into that original action for ourselves in every given moment. This world today is getting to be more chaotic, more hectic, more pressured, just by all that is taking place on this planet today. I've heard over and over throughout the last few years how it seems as though time is becoming compressed, that it's speeding up. In truth, it's not. My watch isn't moving any faster or any slower than 20 years ago. But what we are experiencing is the pressures of the karmas of this planet and of the people of this planet and our own karmas wanting to be expressed, wanting to be fulfilled, wanting to be completed. And so you're experiencing the compression of all that energy, of all that dynamic of missed expressed creativity, missed expressed loving, wanting to be brought into balance. For every action, there's a reaction. And all that that was created in reaction is now looking to be brought into balance, to be brought back into a place of action within ourselves, individually, and within our world as a society. And so it's for us to not go into reaction as things move forward in this world and not to get caught up in the chaos of it, but rather to begin to choose with every moment, with every breath, to move more in loving, to be aware of our process, and to choose into action and not reaction. Whether it be within ourselves and how we share with ourselves, how we respond to our own process, or with another, or with situations in the world, it's to ever be choosing into action and choose into that original action by which all came into being, which is loving, and you choose into that which brings balance, which brings harmony, which restores the soul to its own true nature. And that's what this pathway is about, is restoration, restoring the soul, restoring it back to its own true nature. And what is that nature? It's to ever be looking to God. And ever in that look to God, ever sharing loving with God. And in that sharing with God, ever open to receive God's loving. And that's what we are restoring ourselves to be the truth of who we really are as soul. But what we have done in our process is to go into reaction. And reaction causes us to look down and out into the world for solution, for answer. And it's in that downward and outward gaze that the soul has gotten caught up in, through the mind, through the sensual nature, through the physical form. And that's where it has gotten lost, where it feels lost, where it feels separated. And as long as we allow ourselves to be caught up in judgment, in fear, in chaos, in anger, in frustration, and whatever it is that is taking place in this world due to this compression of all the karmic energy wanting to be brought into balance, we are going to ever be ourselves caught up in the outer, caught up in the chaos, caught up in the frustration, caught up in separation. So the key is to stay present. Be aware. When you're not feeling good, when you're feeling upset, when you're giving power away to others by letting their words have greater authority over you than what you say to yourself inside, be aware that you've gone into reaction. Be aware you've given your power away to the outer world. Be aware, and then do something about it. Take action. Just move into loving. Choose into loving. It's all a choice. Everything is a choice. Every experience you've had in this life has been your choice. You've chosen everything. And so now, become responsible in your choosing. Become aware in your choosing. Become a participant in your life. And begin to choose God first. Begin to choose action of loving first in all that you do, in all that you say, with yourself and with others. And if you find that certain situations, such as listening to the news or reading the paper, or listening to a friend on the phone or in person, cause you to go into separation, into chaos, into disturbance, into judgment, into fear, into getting caught up in this outward movement of expression, feeling compressed and suppressed, realize you've got a choice to make. You can put the paper down. You can turn off the TV or change the station and find something that is going to be refreshing and fun to watch, if you can find that. Or put on some good music, or just have your residence in silence for a while and be in the quiet, be in the stillness, and let yourself be okay with yourself and realize that, yes, maybe this has been a friend of yours for the last 10 years, maybe since you were in grade school or high school. But maybe things have changed now. Maybe you have changed. Maybe you're doing your life different. You're choosing to do life different. But maybe they aren't. Maybe they're doing the same thing they did when they were 18 years old. And they don't know how to do it differently. Do you have to sit there and take it? Do you have to sit there and participate in it? Do you have to sit there and listen to it? That's your choice. It's a choice. If you want to, then that's fine. If you feel that it's restoring your soul, then that's fine. But if it's causing chaos and separation, if it's blocking you from being in your loving, if it's causing you to go into reaction and not action, then I would begin to make some different choices in your life. And yes, it may be hard for you to make some choices, to say, you know, I just can't do this anymore. If we can't find a different way of expressing with each other, then I don't know that I can do this. Maybe you need to go out and find a new friend who you can do this with, because where you're going and where I'm going seem to be in two different directions now. And it might be a simple process. You don't have to maybe speak all those words because they're not going to understand it. But take care of yourself. Honor yourself. Love yourself first. And who is it that you're loving yourself first as? Love the God in you. Have God first. Love the God in you. Love the soul in you. Take care of the soul in you. Nobody else is going to do that but you. If you begin to take responsibility, if you begin to make choices that honor the soul that you are, and to begin to live that truth of the loving that is you, that came out of the very first moment of creation, when God spoke, and we came forward as loving, in a divine movement, and we have been in that movement ever since, it is for us to choose back into that and to begin to participate in it in a way that we may not have in a long time. It's all a choice. Many of us have made a choice. A choice to get married, a choice not to get married, a choice to divorce, a choice to stay together, a choice to have children, a choice not to have children, a choice to go to school, a choice to take a job, a choice to leave a job, a choice to complain and gripe when we get fired. We make all these choices in our life. We don't even realize all the choices that we really are making. And yet then often we complain about the condition of our life. How did I get here? Who the hell put me in this situation? Well, if we can stop and realize we made the choice that put us there. Maybe that choice started when we were 8 years old and somebody said something to us and we took it in as their truth and said, gosh, that must be true. And we began to allow that truth to live in us. And that one statement, that one truth that we chose to take on as our own began to create a different response to life, a different way of moving. And that began to create disturbance, began to create reaction, began to create separation. And from that point on, everything's just been a little bit off center, a little bit off kilter. But we made the choice to allow that in and to live it. All we have to do is go back inside. Just pay attention. We don't even have to go close our eyes and meditate. Just pay attention. What are the thoughts? What are the feelings that are taking place inside of us? Is this really mine or is it somebody else's? Is this who I am today? Maybe this is who I was 10 years ago, but is this who I am today? Is this how I want to think? Is this how I want to feel? Is this how I want to do my life? And begin to make choices as to how you're going to do your life today. And the keys to getting things into balance is the loving and accepting and forgiving. Loving yourself. Loving the soul that you are. Loving the person that you are. Loving the ego and the emotions and the mind and all of you. Loving it all. And accepting yourself just as you are right now and realizing that as you are right now, you're wonderful. And there's some things that I might like to change. So begin making those changes. But do not put judgment on anything about yourself as you are right now. Accept it all and realize you've chosen it all. You've chosen to live as you have been living. But now you can make choices of change. You can make choices of new direction, of redirection. You can make choices to be in action rather than reaction. You can make choices to stay present in the moment. And in all of that, it's ever bringing up that consciousness, that action of forgiveness, forgiving yourself. Kali, why in the world did I ever say yes to that person's thoughts about me at age 8 and began to live it on as my own? Just go back and forgive them. And go back and forgive yourself for accepting it. And maybe you don't even know where the source of your anger, your frustration, or whatever it is that causes the separation inside of you comes from. But go back and just forgive. Just say, I forgive the seed of whatever this is. I forgive the root of it. I forgive whoever put it in me. I forgive myself for accepting it. I forgive myself if I created it. I forgive it. And I ask it to move into loving. And I move it into loving. Remember that all we are is loving. So all we have to do is keep bringing that which is our true nature into its true expression, which is loving. All we've done is redirected some of the loving into mist-expressed loving, mist-expressed creativity. All we have to do is to bring that back into alignment, bring that back into the fulfillment of itself, the full expression of itself as loving. And then we are fulfilled. Then we are complete. Then we are joyful and happy. And then we realize that that's what this life is about anyway, is the restoration of the soul. Back to its original source, back to its original nature, back to that original moment of its creation, which was an action of loving. And we were sent forth to be an action of loving throughout all of God's creation. So be that now. Choose that now. Be an action of loving, and you will find fulfillment. The more I do my meditation, the more I do my inner work, and the more I live that into my daily life, the more I'm finding my day is filled with loving, filled with joy, and filled with people that are doing the same. And that's the key here for me, is to ever keep choosing into that. And I still go into reaction. I go into reaction with myself, I go into reaction with situations, I go into reaction with other people. But fortunately now, I catch myself quite quickly and bring myself back into focus, bring myself back into the loving. And if I need to, I even open up in that loving and share with them where I have been, what was going on, and bring about as much balance as I can in loving between me and them, that the opportunity for loving is there for us to live together in. Some people will listen and choose into that, and others won't. And that's just fine. It's what you do within yourself that matters. It isn't what other people do with you inside themselves. That's for them to do. It's what you do within yourself. If you take care of that inner kingdom, if you really do the inner work, and you do your meditation, you're going to find your life transformed. You're going to find God walking with you, and every step and every breath you take will be God, 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 because of how you're living. Get the inner kingdom right and do the meditation to begin to walk the outer kingdom. From the inner to the outer, back we return. So when we say to do the loving, accepting, and forgiving, we say that with good reason, because that is the action to bring balance to the inner kingdom. And it's an amazing process. In the inner kingdom, you are the Lord and God and creator of that. You are the Lord, God, creator of your inner kingdom. In every moment of every day, you are creating in your inner kingdom by how you choose to live your life. Chaos, joy, peace, frustration, you are choosing and you are creating in that inner kingdom, and you're setting a pattern for yourself by which you will live, both inward and outward. And it's an amazing process. God is ever ready to walk with you in everything, both the inner kingdom and the outer. But in the inner kingdom, God has given us full authority over it. We as the soul. God is there with us to assist us, but we have created what we have created for our soul to fully understand the power of loving, the power of creativity, and how it works. So that we, as God, as that divine soul, truly come into the fullness of itself and fulfill itself here at this level so that we can go into the fulfillment in the realms of spirit. So we are responsible for whatever is going on inside of ourselves. God didn't create our frustration, our separation, our anger, our judgment, our fear. God didn't put that in us, the creator of us. But we did. And if we don't like it, it's for us to change that. It's for us to take authority over the inner kingdom now and be responsible for our actions and our reactions inside. Then our life is transformed. I hope that makes sense. Brian and I walk with you with the Holy Spirit inside in your meditation and in the world. And we can do so much with you, with the action of the Holy Spirit working with you in initiation, within the power of the name, within the action of meditation that you are doing. But ultimately, you're the one who has to do both the inner work, the loving, accepting, and forgiving of yourself and others, and getting all that lined up inside, and doing your meditation to begin to walk the outer journey through the outer realms with the Holy Spirit, with the spiritual teachers, to return home from which you came. The soul's got to leave the physical form in order to do that. Ultimately, you're going to leave the physical form, you soul, anyway. At the last breath you take in this physical body, the soul's going to leave the physical form. The physical form's going to be inanimate, but the soul is not. The soul's going to have more of a journey to continue. It's going to be ever moving as that living, loving expression and essence of the Lord that it is. The challenging thing is, there's a lot of souls walking throughout all creation, not just on this planet, that are ever focused down and out, ever lost in that focus into the lower realms, and are living in separation, living in longing. It's for us to change the course. God is ever right present with us as the Holy Spirit throughout every lifetime, through every moment of every piece and parcel of our existence, in the physical or in any other creation, waiting for that time when we say, I'm ready to come home, Lord. It's just up to us to make the choice and to begin to do what it takes to have that happen. So pay attention to your thoughts. Pay attention to your feelings. Pay attention to the action and reaction within yourself, and pay attention to those thoughts and feelings and action and reactions in the world around you. And begin to find that way back to that original moment of your creative being, where you came into creation as loving. Move back into that original moment and be the loving that you are. Be the stillness that you are. Be that which is the Lord that dwells within you. And then your soul, as a restored soul, will be fulfilled wherever it is, in this creation or any other place that God places us. I was sharing with a lady just recently on our trip, and she started asking all these questions in my appointment with her, laying out all of her concerns, all of her fears, all of her doubts, all of her questions. And she was somewhere along the list, I don't know how far down, and she stopped and she looked up and she said to me, she said, "I know. Well, can I read all these anyway?" And I said, "Well, yeah, go ahead and read them all, but what do you know?" She says, "I know at the end you're just going to tell me one thing, and that's to meditate." And I go, "Okay, well, then go ahead and read them. As long as you know the answer, I'm willing to listen." Ultimately, that's the answer. Ultimately, that's the answer for every soul that ever came into creation that has gotten separated in its way of living, its experience, to go within. Meditation is just going within. It's changing our focus. It's looking inward and upward rather than down and out. Meditation. There's a lot of components to that meditation practice, and we've shared a lot of that with you. And as you do it, and as you awaken into it, you're going to understand that what we share is a truth. Now, you'll have to make your own adjustments to the process that we lay out for you, because it's unique for every soul, and yet it's the same. So allow yourself your own creative flow to find how that wants to be. And I know that there will be a day when you will wake up and know that you've returned home to God. And I know that there will be a day where I will be there right there as you do wake up and be in partnership and fellowship and in loving with you in that. I know that because it's happening. And I know that will happen more and more as we move along together. And yep, you're going to come back to your body. You're going to know you woke up in God. You're going to know that you're merging back into the greater oneness of all things. And then you have to get up, and guess what? You got to do the day. You got to do the rest of this lifetime. Oh, golly, why? Because that's all a part of the completion of this journey here. You've got to get it all done. You can't avoid the lesson. You can't avoid the learning. You can't avoid the opportunity that this creation offers. Avoid nothing. Do it all. Do it with loving. Do it with caring. And invite God into it all. And give it all up to God. And God will walk with you in it all. Okay. Well, thank you all.
Thank you.
Fun, fun, fun. Just keep saying that. This is fun. Even if it isn't, it's fun. It's fun. It's fun. It's fun.